Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. The Russian courts have upheld a ban on the professional social network LinkedIn. Line is turning its back on Western markets to focus solely on four Asian countries, and a new e-commerce site is due to be launched in the Middle East in the new year. The Russian courts have upheld a ban on the professional social network LinkedIn in the country. It's reported that the reason behind the decision is based around the site's violation of new Russian laws requiring LinkedIn to submit all personal data on the site to servers stored within Russia's borders. The site was made unavailable to Russian users from the 14th of November under a Data Protection Act. Currently, larger sites such as Facebook and Twitter do not store their own user data within Russian borders, leaving themselves open to the same sanctions. It's believed that the Russian authorities are targeting the smaller LinkedIn site as a warning to these larger social media platforms. The social network will remain banned until it moves the data of its 6 million Russian users to servers based within the country. Takashi Idezawa, the CEO of the popular messaging app Line, has confirmed that it's turning its back on Western markets to focus solely on four Asian countries. From now on, Line will focus entirely on Japan, Thailand, Taiwan, and Indonesia. Idezawa has said that it has narrowed its focus so that it can establish itself as a firm leader in those markets before American and Chinese companies turn their attention to them. It's currently the number one messaging app in Japan, Thailand, and Taiwan, and the number two messaging app in Indonesia. Idezawa also revealed that the company would be focusing on developing AI and chatbots, as he sees this as the future of messaging apps. Line hopes that in the not-too-distant future, it'll have developed AI-powered chatbots that will be able to help businesses communicate efficiently with customers on its platform. A Dubai businessman, Mohammed Alaba, has announced that he's going to create an e-commerce company called Noon. Noon is set to launch in January 2017 and will initially target the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia, with the ambition of expanding to other Middle Eastern countries in later years. Mr. Alaba has said that he wants the site to boost e-commerce from accounting for 2% of sales in the region to 15%, equivalent to $70 billion. The site will offer 20 million different products and will have its own online payment service, Noon Pay. Mr. Alaba has also said the site will offer fast deliveries with its own in-house transportation company. Mr. Alaba is currently raising $1 billion in funds to create the company, which he hopes will become the dominant e-commerce site in the Middle East. Research by Ipsos has revealed that social media and online video sites are the best media to reach affluent consumers in the Asia-Pacific region. Looking at the top earners in 10 Asia-Pacific countries, the study found that 65% of women and 63% of men used social media sites, and 63% of women and 62% of men used online video sites. Around 5 in 10 watched live TV online, and about 4 in 10 read online newspapers. Online magazines were less popular, being read by only around 3 in 10 affluent individuals in the region. And finally, Finland will be represented on smartphones by an emoji of a naked character in a steamy sauna. The new emoji was revealed at the Unicode Consortium last week, alongside others such as a character in a hijab, someone in a lotus position, and a breastfeeding woman. Saunas are extremely popular in Finland. The country has 3 million saunas for its 5 million inhabitants. The country has also proposed woolly socks to represent its country, but the idea was rejected. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.